This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial, right here on 1310 WIBA. You can learn more about Kloss Financial all on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And joining this week from Kloss Financial are C.J. Kloss and Eric Schwartz. C.J., how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really good. Great to talk with you. Eric, how have you been?
I have been good. A week away was a nice rest, and I'm ready to go again.
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever since we've got a chance to talk, and it's great to have both of you along. And as, of course, we talk with CJ and Eric, I mentioned the website. I haven't had a chance to tell you much about all the great features of KlossFinancial.com. Not only can you sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, it's a great weekly email with a link to the most recent podcasts. Speaking of podcasts, you can listen to this and previous shows all online at KlossFinancial.com. Also, you can learn more about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. That and so much more. Again, that's at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. This week, we're going to be talking about something that's kind of unavoidable, which is aging. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back. Actually, let me tell you about this first. Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Oh my goodness, I'm getting ahead of myself. It's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, no exception. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card to IHOP from our friends at Kloss Financial. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that $25 gift card. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, just about every time the question and answer comes up during the program. Now's time to say this. Of course, we did do one last week. Let's actually get a review of last week's question and get the answer there as well.
Yeah, so as always, thank you everyone for listening, and congratulations to our winner from last week, who was Joyce from Madison. And the question was, true or false, if you take a distribution from your 401k before the age of 59 and a half, you will likely face a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So again, that was true or false, and Joyce knew that the correct answer was true.
Great work, Joyce, and you too can be like Joyce. Pay close attention. Again, chance to win a great prize, a $25 gift card to IHOP. I was really excited to talk about this week's topic. Not necessarily, you know, it's kind of an unavoidable thing, getting older, but there's always great insight into it. And of course, as we talk about getting older, it happens. And, you know, our friends, of course, at Kloss Financial don't just help folks with the retirement piggy bank, but you guys also dig into the nitty-gritty of long-term care. So let's kind of get some of the details, CJ, on how that works.
Yeah, good question, Sean. So think of us as your retirement roadmap navigators. And certainly long-term care is almost like a pothole in the road that we need to watch out for. Now, as we start talking about this, a quick disclosure, while we are licensed, or many of us are licensed insurance agents, we don't actually sell insurance. So while we speak to our clients about this from a position of authority, we will refer them out to insurance agents who specialize in long-term care. We think specialty matters, and we just do not have specialty in selling long-term care insurance, or any insurance for that matter. So look, everyone's got that long-term care buzzword floating around in their heads, but it's a little foggy. And a lot of people think Medicare is going to swoop in and save the day. Well, let's do a little reality check. No, Medicare's more of a short-term hero than a long-term hero when it comes to long-term care. Medicare will help with skilled nursing care after a hospital stay, but only for the blink of an eye. To be more specific, the first 20 days typically are covered under Medicare. So if you're in a skilled nursing care facility for 20 days or less, good news, Medicare comes swooping in for that short-term coverage. But between days 21 and 100, you've got to cover about $209 a day. That's $209 per day, or I should say up to $209 per day. And after that, if you stay in a facility more than 100 days, it's all on your own. Ooh. And for those who don't know, long-term care is, especially if you're in a skilled nursing care or a memory care facility, these can be very expensive, and rightfully so, because you're taking highly qualified, highly trained, both individuals and facilities, and asking them to cover your care. So I guess that the reality check here, everybody, is no, Medicare is not the solution for your long-term skilled nursing care services. That includes whether it was in-home or in a nursing care facility, Medicare is not going to cover it. Now, some of you are going, but CJ, you're not using the right word. I meant Medicaid. Mm-hmm. Medicaid's going to cover me. Well, that may be true. I hope it's not true for you, because Medicaid is for when you've pretty much emptied your personal piggy bank. We're talking down to like $2,000 per person. So what I'm saying is Medicaid is meant for people who have become destitute. And yes, Medicaid will kick in if you've run out of every penny. Now, if you have a spouse, so let's say I go into a nursing home facility and my spouse is still healthy, they can keep a little bit more than $2,000. It varies state by state. Like in Illinois, my spouse, we would have to spend down our personal assets to a level, if we were in Illinois, to about $135,000. That's how much my spouse could keep, plus about a few thousand dollars a month of income. And in Wisconsin, it's about $157,000, $160,000. Plus a car and a house and a funeral plan. All of these things I'm talking about, by the way, are called the Community Spouse Resource Allowance. So the idea being, hey, if I go into a facility, whether it's just me or me and my spouse, I'm going to have to spend down my estate to some minimum levels as a private payer before Medicaid's going to come kicking in. And if I'm the only one remaining, we're talking destitute. I can't have more than $2,000 in a bank account before Medicaid kicks in. So what we like to tell people is qualifying for Medicaid isn't something you should generally be proud of. Now, to give some respect to my lawyer friends out there, there can be people who intentionally try to qualify for Medicaid through creative trust planning. But what I'd say is if that's the path you're going to go, you need to really slow down and make sure that that's what you want to do. Because again, qualifying for Medicaid means taxpayers are picking up the check for you being at the facility. And so you don't generally want to have that happen willingly unless there's a really good, robust plan or reason to do so.
You know, typically, CJ, I would say maybe you stepped out of your car to grab some coffee. I think with numbers like that, it probably perked a lot of people up like, oh, my goodness,
yes.
This morning. That is definitely pretty shocking. Now, maybe you're not stepping out to grab coffee this morning, but we know sometimes you get busy during the morning, dropping the grandkids off at school, or maybe you missed part of the program or you want to listen back. Don't forget, you can always catch the podcast at KLAAS Financial.com. That's KLAAS, KLAAS Financial.com. Great website. You can subscribe to the podcast, listen back there, share it as well. Also, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that is available to you at KLAAS Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at KLAAS Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, what CJ was talking about, it's quite a bit, pretty scary, and it sounds like costs can really sneak up on you. What are we kind of talking about, and what about those long-term care policies?
Yeah, two really, really important questions there, Sean. And let's start by looking at the cost here. I think that's the one people are probably most curious about. So we're getting most of our data today here from a study from Genworth they did back in 2023. But the summary is nursing homes are pricey. We're talking anywhere from around $8,669 a month for a shared room. So not even for your own space, and then about $9,733 if you do want your own room and your own space, and that's just an average. Okay, so that's not even looking at the highest cost. Now, if we're talking about home care, assisted living, or memory care, the costs are going to vary a lot. But the bottom line is, it's a big chunk of change, and you know, you never know how long you're going to need it. It's a big number to start with, but then if you're talking about a, you know, five, six, 7 years, even longer, that's where the number really gets big. But let's talk about the long-term care policies or long-term care insurance that, you know, people say, hey, I buy insurance for other things, like, you know, my house or my life, but maybe we want to do something like that for long-term care. Policy cost, it really depends on your age, you know, what kind of health, what kind of health you're in, and what kind of insurance you get. We're going to talk here in a second about the different types of policies. But long-term care insurance is going to step in if you can't do, think of the everyday things like bathing or feeding yourself, or if you're dealing with something like Alzheimer's. Long-term care insurance will step in and help if you get to that point. Now, I mentioned we're going to talk about the two different types of policies. So the first one is what we call traditional long-term care. So it'd be like the old school type of policies. Think of these as the use it or lose it kind of policy. So the average cost for a 60-year-old male, around $1,200 a year, and that's for about $165,000 of coverage. For women, it's closer to $1,960 a year. Couples can get a deal, but you have to share the pot. It's not your you know, two individual policies. And we also can't forget about inflation. So, you know, everything seems to go up in cost, and healthcare is no exception to that. So you can add a boost to keep up with rising costs, but that is also going to bump up your premium. So think of it again, traditional long-term care as the use it or lose it. You pay those premiums every year. If you never go into a long-term care facility, you never get any benefit out of the policy. Now, the second type, and I think this is probably the one that CJ and I see the most in terms of new policies being issued, and that would be the hybrid option. So these are, the way we would describe this is like a safety net with a bonus. So if you don't need care, you don't need to go into a long-term care facility, you can get your money back as a refund, or your heirs can get a death benefit. These policies are generally easier to qualify for, but they are pricier. And what they're doing essentially is taking a life insurance policy and combining it with a long-term care policy. So, you know, if you need benefits from the long-term care policy, it would reduce the death benefit of the life insurance policy. And if you don't need any sort of care, then the premiums would be potentially paid out as a death benefit to your heirs.
Really interesting distinctions there as we talk this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can get to know Eric, you can get to know CJ, of course, the whole team at Kloss Financial. And you head on over to that website. You can also learn about their separate divisions and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that's available to you at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Well, what if you're going to be fine? You think, okay, I'll be good. Everything will be absolutely perfect. And, you know, we'll just go with it that way. We'll find out the details from CJ and Eric. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about when it comes to long-term care and the insurance and other options out there for you. And I think there's some folks probably thinking, you know, I'll be fine. And, you know, what about these policies? And what about, you know, if these policies that only cover things like nursing homes, CJ?
Yeah, so that used to be the case. So some of the older policies that are around, you would have to go into a particular type of facility for the long-term care policy to pay out. But that's mostly older policies. Most new policies do cover both home care, hospice, nursing home care, memory care facility, you know, kind of the whole deal. Basically, it lets you choose the care you need without draining your retirement. Now, that's not exclusively true. I suppose that if you wanted to get a certain type of care, you know, in Alaska from some witch doctor, they may not cover that, but you get the idea. It's much more comprehensive now than it used to be. And the odds are a little bit scary. So the U.S. Department of Health says a 65-year-old has a 70% chance of needing some kind of long-term care. Again, that's just the U.S. Department of Health. So if you're 65 or older, 70% chance that you're going to need some kind of long-term care. Now, that's not to say, because we do a lot of detailed planning on this. Mm-hmm. We are not saying that everybody therefore should go buy a long-term care policy. That's not what we're saying at all. As a matter of fact, Eric can attest, we often tell people don't, either because they don't have enough to insure, or they have enough to be self-insured, or a whole host of other reasons. But what I'd say is, if you think, I'll be fine and it's not a big deal, well, just ask around a little bit. I mean, just friends and neighbors probably have a family member that ended up in a facility where it really took a lot of money out of the estate. Hmm. One other thing to be aware of is that women do tend to need long-term care services longer. And here's what's really scary. 20% of folks need it for over 5 years. So imagine being in a facility, you know, costing like what Eric was talking about, $8,000-$9,000 a month for 5 years. Depending upon the size of your estate and your other income sources, that could be a huge chunk out of your estate. Now, some people will also say to us, but I'm too young. And that could be true. We're not huge fans of people buying long-term care in their 30s and 40s. Sure. Some people are, by the way. Some planners, some insurance agents like people buying it really, really young. We don't love that. But we also would say, don't be the person trying to buy fire insurance when your house is burning down. So said another way, don't be the person who calls, you know, the long-term care insurance agent and says, I want to buy some long-term care. I'm 80 and my memory is declining. Right? You get the idea. You can't get this stuff at the very last hour. We typically suggest that people look at obtaining a long-term care policy of some sort in their 50s or 60s. Now, there's always the risk that you get to 60 years old or 58 years old and you have a chronic illness that won't allow you to get a long-term care policy. So there's always a risk that if you wait too long, you may not qualify for this kind of insurance. But we don't encourage people to live with fear. We would say, generally speaking, sometime in your 50s and 60s, but that is only after you meet with a financial advisor, you determine how much long-term care insurance you would need, and then you, in an organized fashion, go talk to an insurance agent.
Really highlighting the importance of having that conversation. It's a great day to start that conversation, as a matter of fact. I can just pick up the phone, give them a call at Kloss Financial. Don't forget that initial appointment. It'll be complimentary to you. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website. Again, telephone number, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, what about just saving up and paying for this stuff ourselves?
Yeah, so that's getting into the self-funding route that CJ was sort of mentioning earlier here. And, you know, it's a gamble, I guess you could say. Most people over 65, they do, you know, spend less than $25,000 on long-term care. But there's the unlucky 15% that will spend over $250,000. Okay, so if you think of numbers like that on the higher end, higher income earners can maybe swing that, but you know, middle income earners, they might be digging deeper into their other assets and spending down dollars that they may have rather given to their kids or you know, some other beneficiary. But if you do go the self-funding route, let's talk about the options for getting long-term care. So the first one would be, you know, relying on family. And a lot of people do this. 65% of folks rely on their family. But if we think about it, the sandwich generation is already stretched thin, and a lot of caregivers are older themselves. And realistically, I mean, are your kids ready to quit their jobs to care for you? Maybe, maybe not. So family is a big solution that folks will lean on. The just paying out of pocket and self-funding and paying for a long-term care facility, that is obviously an option, but you have to make sure that you have a big chunk of money set aside to do that. And then finally, you know, long-term care insurance. So as we mentioned earlier, age, health, family situation, and finances, they all play into this. So you'd want to seek out a professional to help you weigh the pros and cons and offer direction for your specific situation. But like CJ said, you know, long-term care insurance, we don't always recommend it. And I would venture to say we don't even usually recommend it. But it definitely can have its place. And that's why you need to talk to a professional about it.
A lot of really good information this week in the program. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show or you want to share the podcast or listen back, all I got to do is head on over to the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Again, the website has the podcast. You can subscribe. You can listen back to individual episodes. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Speaking of other features on the website, submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We're going to get to that. We'll also do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that all next. In the meantime, if you haven't checked out the website, head on over to klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. More of Money in Motion with Klaas Financial comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial right here on 1310 WIBA, talking this week with CJ Klaas and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Time now for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, and Carl wrote in. Carl says, I'm planning to retire in 3 years when I turn 62. My wife is retired and on Medicare. I'm concerned about whether I'll have enough saved and what else I need to think about. How much should I realistically have put away by then? And what other major things should I be considering before I make the leap? And CJ, we'll let you answer this one.
Yeah, well, first things first, thanks for the question, Carl, and thanks for submitting it online. It does give us an opportunity to kind of dig into it a little bit before we go live on air. So great question. It's a very common one, and I do just want to remind everybody who's listening, you too can go onto our website, submit a question at any time, and who knows, your question might be asked and answered on the air. But Carl, to answer your question, what other major things should you be considering before you make the leap of retiring at age 62? Well, a few things. Let's break it down into a couple items here. So first things first, there is no single magic number of like the age that you should retire. Instead, financial planners often recommend aiming for a target based on your anticipated annual expenses in retirement. So kind of focus on funding your needs instead of what age you should retire. So some things to consider is like, what are your essential expenses versus your discretionary expenses? If you're going to be retiring at 62, Carl, your healthcare costs could be a big component part of this. So as a matter of fact, if you've listened to our show, you know that the average age that people retire is actually 65. The reason it's 65 is because that's when Medicare kicks in. If you retire prior to 65, in your case, Carl, at 62, you're going to have a 3-year gap that you're going to have to figure out health insurance. Now, good news, if you work for an employer that has over 50 employees, you'll probably have something called COBRA for at least 18 months, but then you might be on the Affordable Care Act, known as the state exchange programs, which can be cheap or expensive depending upon your total income, what's known as your modified adjusted gross income. So I'd say, Carl, if you're listening to this, your question is both good, and what I'd hone in on is that that healthcare cost. That's probably going to be the biggest item that you'll need to be aware of if you're going to retire at that age. Sounds like your spouse is already on Medicare, which is great. And then just remember that in your early years of retirement, inflation will have an impact on you because you're healthy and young enough to be able to go do some things, which is great, but it just means you need to make sure that you have enough income streams to cover all of those discretionary and fixed expenses, including any debt payments you might have. Now, one thing that people sometimes miss is they forget about taxes, or they don't know how to do the appropriate distribution planning. So like, what percentage of my portfolio can I live off of? And Carl, unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I'm not going to get into those details. But what I'd say is you might want to consider sitting down with a retirement planning expert just to kind of make sure you're on the right track and that you've saved enough, you'll have enough income sources to last you the rest of your life. So thanks for the question, Carl.
Really good question, Carl. Don't forget, you two can be like Carl. All you got to do is head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can email a question there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That's available to you at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. You're going to want to hold on to that number now as well, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? The U.S. Department of Health says a 65-year-old has a 70% chance of needing some kind of long-term care. Is that true or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, thank you so much for taking time to hang out today, and you guys have a great one.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor, representative, and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.